Samuel L. Jackson, I don't give a fuck if my Trump trashing alienates people. By BenQ on March 16, 2019. Actor Samuel L. Jackson claims he does not care whether his vehement anti-President Donald Trump stance alienates some of his fans, pointing out that he has already made a significant fortune from their support. In an interview with Esquire this week, the Captain Marvel star accused supporters of the President Trump of complicity in ruining the planet, and urged them to burn up his films if they didn't like it. "This motherfucker is like ruining the planet and all kinds of other crazy shit," Samuel L. Jackson said. "And the people think that's okay. It's not fucking okay. And if you're not saying anything, then you're complicit. I know how many motherfuckers hate me. I'm never going to see a Sam Jackson movie again. FK I care?" he continued. "If you never went to another movie I did in my life, I'm not going to lose any money. I already cashed that check. FK you. Burn up my videotapes. I don't give a fuck." The Pulp Fiction star also hit back at critics who say that rather than weighing in on politics he should focus on his acting career. "No, motherfucker. I'm a human being that feels a certain way. And some of this shit does affect me, because if we don't have healthcare, and my relatives get sick, they're going to call my rich ass," he explained. "I want them to have healthcare. I want them to be able to take care of themselves. This is how I feel. And I count to 100 some days before I hit send, because I know how that shit is." During the interview, Jackson also claimed that Trump and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell were the same kinds of people who racially abused him when he was young. "I'm angrier now about it than I was then just because I see these guys and I know these are the same guys. Trump and all those assholes, Mitch McConnell," he said when asked about his childhood growing up in segregation. "But they're the same fucking guys. And when I hear their voices, I hear the same voices. Those twangs where they didn't specifically call you nigger, they said nigra. The nigras." Follow BenQ on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@breitbart.com.